This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Taking Stock powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shatajananda and today I'm going to take you through all the factors as well as stocks which moved the markets on Tuesday, that is 24th of March. Well, tracking strong global cues, Indian market started off on a positive note but then witnessed some bit of profit taking. Now, the news about Finance Minister holding a press conference took Nifty 50 above 8,000 levels but no specific stimulus package disappointed the street. Now, benchmark indices witnessed a sell-off in the last 1 hour of the trading session as there was no announcement about a stimulus package, but most of the announcement on GST taxation as well as the MSME sector is still positive for the economy. Now, let's look at the final tally on D Street. Sensex rose 692 points to close at 26,674, while the Nifty 50 gained 190 points to close at 7,801. Now, sectorally, the action was seen in IT, energy, FMCG, healthcare, banks, and auto stocks, while selling pressure was visible in realty, capital goods, and public sector. Now, the top Nifty gainers include names like Britannia Industries, Adani Ports, and Infosys, which were up more than 10% each. While in terms of losers, Power Grid, IndusInd Bank, Grasim Industries, and M&M were the top Nifty losers. Now, let's look at stocks and sectors which were in focus. Now, sectorally, the IT index rose 6.9%, followed by the energy index that was up 4.2%, and the FMCG index gained 3.1%. Now, on the losing front, S&P Realty index fell 2.01%, followed by the Capital Goods Index that fell 0.73%, and the Public Sector Index was down by 0.23%. Now, on the broader markets front, mid-cap index rose 1.5%, while the small-cap index was up by 0.05%. Now, volume spike was seen in stocks like MRF, IOC, NIT Technologies, and Adani Enterprises. Long build-up was seen in stocks like Page Industries, Bajaj Finance, Nestle India, Dabur India, and HDFC Life, while short build-up was seen in stocks like M&M, Bajaj Finserv, Bharti Infratel, and Bandhan Bank. And on a day when both Nifty and Sensex closed in positive, well, more than 1,000 stocks hit a fresh 52-week low. That includes names like MRF, Page Industries, Bosch, Wabco India, Bajaj Finserv, Maruti Suzuki, and TTK Prestige. Now, let's also look at stocks which were in focus based on the news flow. Well, Infosys is the first stock that we have on the list. Well, the stock price rallied almost 14% after the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, that is SEC, gave a clean chit to the Indian company in the whistleblower case. Now, IndusInd Bank is the next stock that we have on the list. The share price of IndusInd Bank fell over 7% after the bank's MD and CEO, Ramesh Sobti, retired. Now, Dr. Reddy's share price rose 3% on March 24th after the company said it is going to consider fundraising. HBL Power Systems share price fell almost 5% after the company halted operations at all its facilities. Now, shares of Sterlite Technologies spiked more than 5%. Now, the day digital technology company board of directors approved the buyback of fully paid up equity shares. Now, let's look at how Nifty is placed in terms of technicals. Well, Nifty formed a doji kind of a pattern on the daily charts. In the next trading session, if the index manages to hold or defend 7511 on an intraday basis, then eventually it can pave the way for further short covering on the expiry day. However, if 7500 is breached, then the downswing shall initially get extended towards 7350 and then towards 6850, which can't be ruled out. Now, the pullback attempts bulls shall face their initial challenge in the zone of 8159 and 8200 levels, and the strength can be expected on a close above 8200. Now, traders are advised to wait for one positive close in the next session before deciding on long side trading positions. Now, India VIX moved up by 16% at 83.60. Three levels to watch out for on Wednesday would be 7350 on the downside, 7511, and on the higher side, 8036. Now, maximum call open interest is placed at 12,000 followed by 10,000, and maximum put open interest is placed at 7,000 followed by 7,500. Well, thanks a lot for tuning into this edition of Taking Stock, but do stay log on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.